This is Pakistan's federal capital, Islamabad, about 2,000 feet above the sea level. The monsoon here is largely a source of enjoyment for people. But now people in the city begin to feel a tip of the iceberg of the disaster caused by a massive flood elsewhere in the country. There is a shortage of supplies of major kitchen items such as vegetables and fruits after a flood has inundated hundreds of thousands of acres agricultural land, particularly in Punjab province, better known as the food basket of rest of the country.
The flood has perished most of the standing crops like rice, onion, potatoes and all other key kitchen items. Therefore, there is shortage of everyday use commodities, which has skyrocketed the prices.
The ongoing spell of heavy monsoon has affected an estimated 1.5 million population. So far, 180 people have died and injured 900 others. Over 50,000 houses either have been completely washed away or partially damaged. The flooding is not just a natural catastrophe, but partially it's a man-made disaster in Pakistan. What is aggravating flooding is releasing of large quantity of water by neighboring India. New Delhi has built over a dozen dams on shared rivers flowing into Pakistan.
Owing to corruption, owing to indifference, Pakistani government has not rebuilt or repaired the dikes that were washed away in 2010 and 2011 floods. And this time around, another man-made factor was India releasing massive amounts of water in Satluj, Ravi and Chenab. And Pakistani town planners had really slept over the possibility of so much of water flowing in from India.
The country has a large number of mountainous natural sites where it can build small or big dams. However, the governments, one after another, have been reluctant to do so, primarily because of political wrangling over which dam should and should not be built. And that is a key reason that, like almost every year, parts of Pakistan come under flood water. And not surprisingly, after a few months, the country may face a drought-like situation because much of the flood water would end up in sea after causing large-scale disaster. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.